This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I was telling you earlier, I'm getting spammed. I'm getting all these like message delivery system, message failed to send, that kind of thing. I'm at 108 now. The message has changed, though.
There have been some texts about that.
Oh,
so
really?
I'll read them to you after, off the air.
Okay. Is there something I can do?
Well, no. Some people are saying it's associated with your refi and has to, and then, but it sounds like you've been having this problem long before the refi. So,
well, right. I mean, I signed yesterday, but the refi has been in for 3 months. It's been
right. So I don't know. Maybe a lot of these people are missing the problem.
People get hold of your email and all of a sudden you're getting, this is just like outrageous though. You know, what was it? I think at 6:30 when I finished the trash, I think I had 30 of these spams. Right now, it's been at 108 for a while, though, Vin. No new ones for a while. And the message changed. Now it's just a bunch of symbols. So that's good. Maybe they're running out of steam. And they'll leave me alone.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, guys, it's time for Celebrity Trash. We're doing a fun new feature on Fridays. It's called Ask Me Anything. This Friday, it's my turn. I'm excited about it. Bryn and I are going to do it topless. You know, it's just easier than getting dressed up. Yeah, we're going to.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So be sure to check the Alice Instagram 10 a.m. right after the show. It's brought to you by AAA Auto Insurance with over 100 years of on-the-road auto experience. More at AAA.com. And if you want to send a question for me to answer, the hard-hitting questions, just DM the Alice973 Instagram.
Your ratings are going to be huge.
Oh, my God. It's going to be ginormous.
Topless, ask me anything?
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. All right. So I'm really distracted by this thing. Like, I said that just dried up. It was 108. It's now 118. I'm sort of torn between wanting to just delete all these things and just seeing how many I get throughout the show.
Well, you maybe let John, have a look at it.
I emailed him a couple days ago. I was like, hey, this is happening. Help me. And I have
John?
No response. He's not getting back to me.
Well, you live with the guy. Walk down the hall and tell him.
He's tired. He's all fatigued.
Oh, you know what? Someone wrote in about that, and I think they may be on point a little bit here. I certainly feel this.
All right.
You said John is fatigued. It could be mild depression due to shelter in place.
I was thinking the same thing, Ben.
I have that. Absolutely have that. Yeah. No question.
There's no question. Like, I've sort of, that first, I think it was the second week, I just was blue and couldn't pull myself out of it. And I feel like he's getting there too. And I was wondering the same thing, if it was just like a, kind of no end in sight.
It's lethargic. It's from sitting around. It's from, where am I going next? Nowhere. There's nowhere to. I don't have anything to do. I couldn't if I wanted to. And yeah, I think it's. Look, we're going through difficult times. As someone wrote in, stop bitching about your kids. Listen, people with kids are having their own struggles with this stuff. And I represent a bunch of them.
Right. Oh no, I think that there are people who can relate.
And are stuck with the kids and finding themselves going, holy crap. And I do have a news story that might be one answer to people with kids and quarantine.
Oh, did you find it helpful?
I don't know that we'll have one in the area, but a virtual babysitter is something that you would never have thought of, but there are people doing it and it works.
So this person sits on the computer across, and the kid sits on their end of the computer, and then they somehow entertain them?
They
and then what,
the,
call you if they leave the room?
Well, no. They use the iPad.
Uh-huh.
And so this person's on the screen, and they get a conversation going, and then they do art together or whatever. Oh. I mean, your kid has to be willing to participate, but in most cases, kids have already gotten used to using these screens.
Yeah, yeah.
So
talking
not,
to grandma or whatever.
It's not a surprise for them or some, you know, skill they're not familiar with. And if you can get someone who's, that's the, I think the issue with the story is
right.
The person has to be good enough to hold their attention for at least an hour for it to be worth it.
Right. And it's not going to work for your 2-year-old.
No, no. And it's not going to, I'm not even saying that it's specifically going to work for me, but I do think there'll be people out there, like let's say that single mom that needs to work. And needs an hour of peace.
Right.
It would be way worth a try. And
definitely.
If you're someone out there who's bored and needs money and has a skill of entertaining kids, maybe this is a way for you to.
Well, it could be something as simple as I'm going to read you a story.
Yeah.
And kids are like, I get to use the iPad? Mm-hmm. This is amazing.
So anyway, I'll repeat that when I do the news, but there's no doubt we're all struggling with different things while we're trapped in our homes, and mild depression may be what's got your boy down.
I kind of don't doubt that. Like, he's definitely, and that there's paranoia, because every little tickle and every little thing mm-hmm. that's happening to you, you're sure it's corona. Like, yep. Oh my God, that's it, I got it. Somehow it's gotten me. I do feel like, you know, right?
Right there.
I mean, honestly, yep. I woke up with a sore throat. I'm like, oh no, I've got it. I have it. Oh,
I know.
No.
I talked to my mom, so rad. I was talking to her, I don't know, weeks ago, and I said, oh God, I think I've got it. I've got this little thing going. I can't. It's a cough. And she, well, you might have. And she starts diagnosing me and trying to talk me off the ledge, which
right.
was nice of her. But she's like, it could be, what is that thing you get? That back. Choking on your own spit thing.
Oh, your epiglottis? Faulty epiglottis?
No, some kind of regurgitating.
Oh.
Acid reflux?
Yeah.
She's
like,
you
may have that. It's not really, you don't have corona. You've got acid reflux. I have it. What you need is, and she starts telling me the crap she's taking. I'm like,
oh
boy.
That's nice. Well. Listen, you know, we're all sitting home depressed and bored. And there are things that people are doing online that you might find a minute of entertainment in. One of those, unfortunately, we can't find it anymore. I don't know. I mean, she apparently did this past Friday. Tan Mom. You remember Tan Mom?
Sure.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's Patricia.
Oh, boy.
Patricia Krenzel. She's 51 now, Vin.
She was
just
my age.
Yeah. She was, God, when did we first find out about her? 2012.
We both suffer from the same problem, that overexposure to the sun, leather boot face.
You know, you don't have it. Anyway, you are a dewy, fresh flower compared to Patricia Krenzel.
That's nice of you.
You're welcome. Tan Mom first made headlines in 2012 when she was arrested for child endangerment. She brought her then 5-year-old daughter to a tanning bed in New Jersey. She was not indicted by a grand jury, but they went, you know, listen, try to be a good parent here. Since then, we've had some wonderful songs from her. She has quite a recording career going on.
I've got a message to use protection from the sun. Ha, 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 ha.
Oh, there she has been. Look.
Get my tan on.
She honestly looks like a leather handbag. I mean, that is. Look at that face. Her eyes look so blindingly white in her bronze shiny face. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, listen, last year, by the way, she spent some of 2019 in a medically induced coma. She suffered cardiac arrest and severe pneumonia. But she's back. Tan Mom is back. She hosted something called the Quarantined Benefit Concert.
Oh, God.
She's so clever. This is from her home in Tampa, home of Tom Brady.
I thought she was a Jersey lady.
You know, apparently she's moved.
Okay. Well, most people end up on, you know, from whether it's New York, Jersey, Massachusetts. They all head south.
They do. It's the law. You got to wind up there. So she did a quarantined benefit concert Friday from her home in Tampa to raise money for coronavirus and a brand new tanning bed. I guess it's not sunny enough there for her.
She needs her own tanning bed.
She wants to have her own now, I guess, because of quarantine. She can't go to the tanning salon, and God, she really needs that. So she flopped, surprise, on both fronts. She claimed that the tanning company didn't get back to her when she tried to purchase. The bottom line is that wolftanningbeds.com, they totally, like, did not call me back, she said during the concert. It's ridiculous that they won't sell me a bed. So she couldn't get a tanning bed, so instead she gave herself a spray tan. I guess on the benefit, she's got a partner. His name is Adam. Adam Barta. So Patricia and Adam, they did earn $420, while they were doing this benefit. Like, maybe her mom sent some money. They gave almost half of their benefit earnings to the charity God's Love We Deliver, which provides meals to the sick and homebound. They performed her single, Free to Be Me. Do we have a copy of that? And no, they did another. Her latest song is called Glossy. she also attempted
what was that
to
song called? Glossy.
The first one is Free the Number Two Be Me, and her latest song Glossy. There's a couple songs there. She also attempted to impersonate Nicole Kidman, and even flashed her breasts to collect tips for the charity.
Oh.
That did not work. So unfortunately,
so the puppies weren't worth it, huh?
They were not worth it.
Oh, that's too bad.
I wonder, they must be leathery too. Well, do you think this?
You have to be, if you're her, you're a professional and you're tanning naked, right?
Right, right.
I mean, to be.
I was thinking though, that wouldn't that be funny if that was like the one, you know, supple part of her body that, you know, she'd left those out of the tanning bed. She just had like these great boobs that were just amazing and blindingly white, and then the rest of her is just a leather handbag. Anyway, were you able to find Free to Be Me or Glossy?
I have another hit. They all sound the same anyway, so here it is.
I drop my top down at the beach or on the town, from Malibu to Jersey Shore. See something icky, look up Farrah on the wiki. She's a backdoor tragedy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, is that, I wonder
it's
if that's
hook.
Adam. Yeah. And mom.
Oh boy.
She's amazing. Ha 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 ha. Anyway, Patricia Krenzel she's a failure.
Oh wow.
Thanks. Yesterday was 420. I'll give you one guess how Miley Cyrus celebrated.
She smoke a spleef?
No. She's sober now. She marked the date by posting an animated clip of three Mileys passing a joint back and forth, but the caption said, "I won't be smoking, but the rest of my fam sure will be toking. Happy 420, y'all." Some of Miley's fans picked up on that as a sign that she's pregnant. Everyone said, "Oh my God, she's having that Cody Simpson guy's kid." Last October, she said she was 4 months sober and feeling better than ever. And her manager added that Miley and her boyfriend, Cody Simpson, were both flying straight, giving it all up. So I guess that's continued since October. You know, she still doesn't smoke pot or do anything else, which is ironic. The rest of her family's totally blazing. Billy Ray Cyrus, he put up a 420 post as a whole new song. It's an animated clip of him. And then I think it starts with his grandma. And then he just goes on to everyone's just token away.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is Billy Ray still with Miley's mom?
No, they broke up.
They break up. Okay.
I do see photos of them together. Like, clearly they still family together. Mm-hmm. But last I heard, they had divorced.
Okay.
Did you grab that song? We got a little clip of Billy Ray Cyrus's 420 post.
Here it is.
Listen to a story about a man named Jed, the poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and up from the ground come a bubbling crew.
This is Pepper by the BH Surfers.
It is, and it's also a ripoff of the Beverly Hillbillies. I don't understand what, does he change the words up? Because mostly it's just, are they all hitting spleefs and stuff? Oh.
Folks said, yeah, move away with me.
No,
California is a place you ought to be. So
right. And then move to Beverly Hills, that is. So Billy, that's what Billy Ray Cyrus put up. So if you're interested, right, you can check that out. George Stephanopoulos, he had already irked some people who, you know, look, the Hamptons are very exclusive. You know, it's out on Long Island. It's the richy rich part.
I'm familiar.
Yeah, Long Island. And, you know, his wife had Corona. And now he's got it too. Mm-hmm. They were already pissed off. His wife has been diagnosed and he's out. Like, no, dude.
Well, are they staying together?
Him and his wife? Yeah. They're, you know, his wife is at their house. Maybe she's
no, I, what I'm saying is, like, for example, if I go back to work, like, let's say they say, we're calling you all in, you're starting work Monday, I would have to stay somewhere else.
Because you're out in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're not doing that. He's totally ignoring all the, you know, the good advice. So his wife has had it. I don't know if she's done with it. He's got it now. And he's walking around just talking on the phone, his mask hanging off his ear. He's just walking around. They said he was pale looking. He was spotted by the, because look, the paparazzi are still out there. I guess they're just cruising the streets now, you know, hoping to, in the Hamptons, hoping to stumble onto Billy Joel or George Stephanopoulos. whoever, you know.
No, he is he is absolutely someone you'd expect to see on Long Island.
They just circle around, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. One outraged witness said Stephanopoulos, who announced he tested positive for the virus last week after his wife Allie Wentworth contracted it, was seen leaving his Hampton homes, a pair of shorts, walking about a mile along East Hampton lanes, masked down the entire time. The witness said, for somebody who reports on the pandemic every day and is broadcasting guidelines about safe social distancing, George didn't really seem to care. He was on his own, walking through the lanes and past East Hampton Guildhall on his cell phone the whole time, yakking with the mask around his neck. He tested positive. His wife tested positive. Why can't he follow the local mandates and wear a mask in public, huh? Why can't he just stay home?
Beautifully done.
Thank you. Thank you. According to that's my Long Island.
Uh-huh.
According to the town of East Hampton's website, a mandate for people to wear masks in public was already in place when Governor Cuomo's executive order saying everyone must wear a face mask went into effect April 17th. I guess he's been pissing off neighbors. He'd already been accused of not appropriately following social distancing guidelines. You're getting a little close there, Georgie. He was spotted visiting a local drugstore April 10th and then walked his dog on a private golf course prior to his diagnosis, according to the neighbor, Carrie Doyle. Let's see. She wrote on Facebook, Carrie Doyle did, if you know someone's wife has corona and the wife's been very, very sick with it, do you think the husband should be out at pharmacies picking up prescriptions when the pharmacy delivers and does curbside pickup? Anyway, it's going. He's basically saying, I never had a temperature. I never had any of the classic symptoms. I was wearing a mask and gloves in the drugstore. So I guess he got tested because his wife had it. Because he's saying he's basically been asymptomatic, unlike his wife, who described her condition as pure misery. And actually, I have a CNN anchor, Brooke Baldwin. She has COVID-19. And she described it, the mental, physical, and emotional toll that it takes on sufferers. She said, under the influence of coronavirus, as each day came to a close, I would cry, unable to stave off the sense of dread and isolation I felt about what was to come. I was fighting constant body aches. In the evenings, I started a habit of climbing into the bathtub for 45 to 60 minutes just to try to use the hot water to distract my skin from the all-encompassing ache that would begin in my lower extremities, the kind of ache that only two extra strength Tylenol could eventually dull. Looking back, my sense of time feels warped and inexact. Some days crawled by torturously slowly, while others disappeared unaccounted for in my memory, lost in the wash of emotion, sleep, and illness. She was saying that she was sleeping like 10, 12 hours a day, and she couldn't taste anything. She said in the morning, wham, I couldn't taste the salted butter on my toast, and I couldn't catch a whiff of the peppermint in my tea. And basically over 2 weeks, fever, chills, and aches would subside long enough to fool me into thinking I was finally recovering.
This is a CNN reporter?
Yeah, CNN anchor Brooke Baldwin.
Anchor, okay.
Yeah, but she felt so scared. Poor thing. Let's see.
Well, I think that's what we were talking about with your husband, or I would imagine can be even worse if you're someone who's sheltered in place by yourself. It's
yeah.
It's probably
horrible.
Head games are strong right now.
Mm-hmm. Movies, as you know, movie theaters are closed and people mm-hmm. have a couple options. They can either go straight to video on demand, which some have done and successfully so.
Trolls World Tour has pulled $40 out of me so far and I don't own it yet.
Right. That's... it feels wrong.
That's the way they're going to make their money back, though.
They 100% are. I mean, the thing is, anybody with kids, because it's a 2-day rental for $20, right?
Right.
You're going to have to rent that several times because that's how kids consume movies. Like, I want to see that Trolls thing again. And they don't understand why they can't.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, I had that conversation yesterday morning when she went to go put it on. What was yesterday? Monday, right?
Yeah.
She went to put it on. It was up because we'd rented it again for the weekend. Uh-oh. And it was up and she's about to hit play and goes, the thing about World Tour that I really love is that it has exposed her to Ozzy Osbourne in a way that has made Ozzy Osbourne someone I can play for her.
Nice.
So I've been able to play Ozzy's Crazy Train and show her that this is the song the character's singing. And she's rocking out to it.
Well, it's a great tune. That's a great intro to Ozzy.
There goes Sharon yet again, getting Ozzy into a position where, like, she's really good for him.
I'm excellent for him.
You know?
I made Ozzy. Ozzy!
But there she is trying to hit play. And then she goes, oh, it's can we get this again? And I just was like, no, not until next weekend.
Yeah, no. Sorry. No, $20 a weekend, period.
Right. So
you can watch the first Trolls.
I'll be very curious to see how they do financially off of that rental system.
Right. Well, they said it was, you know, a massive download. I just don't know how they're measuring viewers or patrons. Oh, nice. This is the Trolls version. That's how it goes. Who's singing it?
Rachel Bloom does the voice. And is singing. I don't know who she is, though.
I feel like I've heard that name, Rachel Bloom.
Yeah, you know her.
Hold who on. Is she?
Give me I can't find her right now. Give me a second.
All right, you'll find it. So anyway, they're pushing back release dates. Although, the kid movies, that game is strong. Like,
let them fly.
The Batman, that's the one with Robert Pattinson.
Uh-huh.
That was originally expected to debut. Listen, and here's the other thing. Because all the current movies are getting pushed back, the studios are taking the movies that were supposed to debut on those weekends and moving them back even further. Like, we're talking about...
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.